Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Unnecessary Noise. I'm your host, Jay Tulloch, and yeah, this is Unnecessary Noise. I just had to say the name twice because I didn't realize. You can tell that not a lot of preparation has been put into this episode because I need to work on the stream of consciousness. I think that's what I've always had to do with this show. But as I adjust in my chair, but I have to work on, I think I have to work on my storytelling. I'm starting to realize that I might not have it anymore. Not that I ever did. Not that I was ever like an A-list storyteller. I think I used to meander and I'd always get nervous that my story didn't have a point. I think my biggest fear is that I wouldn't be entertaining, and I'm starting to lose my audience. So I'm the supervisor at my work. Yes, I have a day job. This thing doesn't pay the bills. Of course it doesn't. Come on. Right? Even though we're 43 episodes in, I gotta say, I'm pretty proud of myself. We started this all the way, but like there's more than one people. I have a network of chimpanzees slowly clanging away on typewriters, coming up with scripts for this. My sound mixer is an elephant. No, it's me. I came up with this thing, summer 2018? We've been going strong? I've been going strong. I think maybe it's just the voices in my head. I default to we, the collective we. Me and all the other voices in my head got together, came up with this thing to help develop either A, my confidence and in just keeping consistent with broadcasting, and B, making sure I'm able to tell a coherent story. Well, I think I'm either losing it or just there's some sort of age gap, guys, because I can't talk to the people I work with now. I'm starting to get worried. Maybe it's because I don't necessarily know them, but I'm starting to get worried that I just am having trouble. I am not able to communicate with them at all. I don't think we speak different languages. Like, we're both, I'm pretty sure that when I talk to these younger people, and now look at how old I'm sounding. I'm saying younger people. When did I ever say younger people? Wow. It's just amazing. Because here's something you can learn. This is a message to everyone that's about, I don't know, 15 to like 17. You don't ever realize that you're getting older. It's just one day it kind of dawns on you that, wow, I'm an adult. This is it. This is what adults do. And then you start to realize no one has a clue. You're just like, wow, I'm the same person, except I have pains in my back, and I don't like cartoons as much. I don't know. I still like cartoons, but I have other things I want, like a car, or a better car, or a house. You know, it's suddenly you start. It's just a weird gradual process, and then next thing you know, it's hard talking to someone that's half your age. And someone that's half your age is what you feel. It's like, yeah, I feel like I know I'm 34. I think I'm 23. That's like mentally, like that's where I'm at. As far as just where the youth, I know I'm 34. And I know there are days that I probably look like I'm 54. But I feel like mentally, like the way I handle myself, which is probably not a good thing. But I do get a lot of blank looks. And I you know what? I'm going to go on record saying this. I think that I can talk just fine. I think I can talk on the radio just fine. I think I can talk to people just fine. I'm just saying. I'm still interesting. I've still got stuff to say. I still got things to prove. just a random meander. But yeah, no, it's weird trying to relate, and then even trying to talk to people about various genres of music. And it is, everything is so, not even genres of music, but like, just the way we process media in general. Like, it's also interesting because, you know, growing up, what did you do? You're 18, you rent a movie, watch it, you know, you go to HMV. There's a lot of movie watching, a lot of going to movies, and maybe, you know, playing video games. Now it's, I don't know. It's a lot of snapping people, trying to look cool for photos. The photo thing didn't really come into play probably until around, what, 2010? I would even say 26 or 2006, when cell phone cameras still started becoming a thing. Yeah, I was out of high school by then. That's when, and you know, you still try and keep up. I mean, I was in college. I was keeping up. I was staying hip. Just a random rant. This is what happens when I'm at midnight. Random midnight rant. Getting old. Maybe I'm not getting old. Maybe I am old. You know, I already outlived Chris Farley and John Belushi. So, but it's also interesting. I keep thinking of the Shawshank Redemption. What's the guy's name? I can't. He's the old guy. Not even, they're all old at the end. Not Morgan Freeman. He was like the librarian. He had a raven. Gets let out. And he spent his life in prison, and he spends his life in prison, gets out, and you realize just what type of a span of time has passed and how things have evolved. When he was a kid, he saw an automobile once, and now they're everywhere. You know, when I was a kid, you know, growing up, we didn't have the internet. I didn't get the internet till probably grade 10, grade 11. And we finally got the internet. You'd go on there, you'd surf. But it wasn't a common thing. Now I'm watching entire movies on my phone. It's crazy. You know, if you were to tell, you know, 8-year-old me that I would have a device smaller than my Game Boy, and it would play way cooler games. Like, I could play PlayStation quality games. Games that look better than the PlayStation 1. And you know what? I can download Sonic the Hedgehog for free. Are you kidding me? Holy. It's crazy. Just time has shifted. Anyway, I still like cartoons, though. I haven't gotten that old. Maybe it's just, maybe I do need to grow up. I don't know. Anyway, I wanted to touch base. This isn't going to be a long one. It's just going to be one that's just touching base, seeing how things are going, making sure we're staying quick. But yeah, moral of the story is staying quick. Did I just say we're staying quick? Staying quick. I meant to say this is a quick one. Maybe you know what? Maybe I can't speak coherently. Maybe the stream of consciousness has dried up. I don't know. Either way, I think a couple goals. I want to talk about goals for 2020. Because I think everybody has them. We don't. The thing that makes me laugh, people hate the term New Year's resolution. I don't want to say I'm making a New Year's resolution. So then I rephrase it. What are some of your goals for 2020? Well, I'd like to, and then they go into, you know, travel more, typical, lose a couple pounds. Yep. Oh, wow. Sounds an awful lot like a resolution. So some of mine. I think I'm working on, this is a big one for me. working on a cartoon. Fully, at least I'd like to do a 20-minute cartoon. This is a goal I have. And I'm not saying I'm going to be able to accomplish it. Because there's a lot of things that need to go my way. And luckily enough, a lot of them have so far, which is why I've been fortunate enough to say, hey, let's keep going with this goal. But a lot more things still need to go my way. Basically, I need time and discipline. Second of all, yeah, I'd like to lose about 30 pounds. Who wouldn't, right? Maybe not 30. You know what? I think I'd be good. 215 is a good weight for me. Right now, I'm 230, 234. Hovering around that, I was 228. I think 215 is a good weight. 205, I'm looking fantastic. Still got to work on my cardio. I'm probably getting a little heavier than I should. I gotta lean down, eat healthier. Maybe that's it too. Also, eating healthier and drinking more water. Little things like that. I gotta be honest with you. Two things I hate in life. I have a tough time drinking water. Drinking straight water, and I have a tough time eating vegetables. Mostly because traditionally my go-to has been meats, because I'm a T-Rex, and fast foods. Who doesn't like eating that? It's delicious. There's a reason McDonald's has 99 hamburgers served, billion hamburgers served. They have more than 99 hamburgers. I hope McDonald's has more than 99 hamburgers served. If not, I would argue, that's a bad McDonald's. Pretty sure they sell more than 99 hamburgers in a day. Some of the busier ones, maybe an hour. I don't know. That's a lot of patties. That's a lot of beef. You gotta think. We probably go through a lot of beef as a human race. Every vegan ever just that's listening to this podcast let out a cry like, no, bleep, Sherlock. What do you think all these angry documentaries are for? Yeah. Oh, man. Train of consciousness. Train of consciousness? Stream of consciousness. Whatever. Same thing. I'm gonna make that a shirt. Train of consciousness. Train of consciousness. Oh, man. a lot of beef. But yeah, no. So, cartoon. Like to have a new car. Would love to own a pinball machine. But I guess it goes. Get in shape. I'm in decent shape. I haven't really gotten out of shape. I could be in better shape. I think the consistency. And there's been a little bit of like upheaval with what I've been doing with my plans. So that. And then I think, as far as media-wise, I'd love to, you know, continue announcing. And then I'd also like to, I'd like to get back into radio. I mean, I'm doing this. But this is just, this is freeform. This is jazz. That was supposed to be a jazz flute. And then I realized halfway through that bit, I'm miming the flute. And, again, you guys can't see me. Like John Cena, you can't see me. John Cena would be a great DJ. This is just a complete waste. You know what? I'm going to probably wrap this up pretty quick here. But, yeah, moral of the story. Resolutions are goals. It's okay to have them. We all do. Having a New Year's resi just is something to put a date on. It's like a nice start date. It's okay to have a start date. Stop being so anti, I don't know, resolution and pro goal. It's okay. It's okay. Saying you're not going to finish it. A lot of people don't achieve their goals too. I'm not saying don't achieve your goals. Go for your goals. Go for your resolutions. Live your best life. YOLO. Love that for you. All those times. That's the big one. Love that for you. That was the one that, if I'm tying it all back to the beginning, me getting old, when I heard love that for you, I just thought, I've lost this generation. Love that for you. Done. Can't do it. I can't say it. Now I say it ironically. I'm probably going to start saying it just to stay hip. But Like, it's tough, man. Love that for you. Nope. Rough. Anyway, this has been another episode of Unnecessary Noise, episode 43. We're at 43 episodes already. And, already it's been like 2 years. But they're coming. Regular basis. I'm drip feeding them. They don't all have to be gems. But yeah, that's it. Check us out on the webs at TJ Tuller.